still choose death. But we didn't make that choice. When we chose Jesus, we chose life. Amen. Praise God. Jesus was able to do all of these things for us because he spoiled principalities and powers, made a show of them openly triumphing over them in it, in his cross. He led a victory procession. Amen. Hallelujah. And he destroyed him that have the power of death, that is the devil. That means that he made him of no effect. That means that Satan has no power to stop a person from getting born again who wants to be born again. That means that he can't really stop you from being healed if you really exercise your faith. And any of these redemptive blessings, he has no power to stop these things from coming on you. And he has no power to stop this from working in your life. He got stripped of his authority. He used to have the power of death, but he don't have it. Adam gave it over to him. Amen. I got a revelation Sunday morning talking about deception. How that before Adam disobeyed God, Satan had no ability to do anything to them. Couldn't touch him. He had to move them. He had to deceive Eve. He deceived her, and then Adam disobeyed. And when he did, sin entered the world and everything connected to it. Sickness and disease is just an offshoot of sin. Poverty is an offshoot of sin. Sin entered the world when he disobeyed, and death came. Before that time, Satan had no power, no authority to afflict them in any way, because the blessing was upon them. When God blessed them, that blessing was like a barrier. Hallelujah. That God intended them to live in. Hallelujah. They were under his blessing. And when Adam disobeyed, he came out from under it. Sin entered into the world. And what Jesus did, Jesus came back, and Satan tried the same thing with him. You notice he tempted Eve with food. First thing he did with Jesus, if you're son of God, make this stone bread. He came back with the same thing. But Jesus had that blessing on him, and he stayed under the blessing. Hallelujah. That's why Satan couldn't do nothing to him. And we're in him now. That's where we are. We're in him. Jesus destroyed him that have the power of death, that is the devil, and then Jesus destroyed the works of the devil, which is death. He's still destroying the works of the devil. Every day, he's breaking Satan down somewhere. He's breaking him down in your life. Any strategies that Satan have against you, you get over in a place of thanksgiving, start acknowledging what you have, and you'll start attracting heaven's resources into your life. When you, through your mouth, through your tongue, you don't want to be speaking death. You want to speak life. You want to declare life. You want to declare what Jesus already did for you. Every time Satan tried to do something to you, just tell him what Jesus did for you. Amen. What he did for you, and then say, now, because Jesus did this for me, I have this. I have a right to this. Amen. Did you deserve it? Nope. But it's by grace, isn't it? It's all by the grace of God. Well, you say, well, you don't deserve that. No, I don't. Thank you. I thank you. I sure don't. Hallelujah. Thank you for reminding me of how good God is. All you did when you say I wasn't worthy was remind me of how good God is. Glory to God. Jesus did it. Jesus delivered us from the curse of the law. He delivered us from the power of darkness. That word power there is the word authority. So when we got saved, we got delivered from the authority of death. Amen. And the power of darkness lost its right to control our life. Satan has no right to control you. You've been purchased. And then, I guess I need to cap it off with this. He shed his blood for us. Jesus shed his blood for us. Hallelujah. He shed his blood for us that we might be cleansed
from all unrighteousness.
He delivered us from the evils of this present world. He delivered us from the evils of this present world. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. And we're just going to thank God today. Amen. You can thank God for these things here. And then come on down into your everyday life of what you're thanking God for and what you're believing God for. And I mean, when the Holy Ghost starts showing you His will, then you start prophesying what you see over your life and over your family. You start decreeing the word. All of us can prophesy. Amen. You start prophesying what you see. When the Holy Ghost show you the will of God, you just begin to speak that and release that and thank God for it. Amen. And you begin to declare how it's going to be. Amen. Glory to God. When we thank God. Amen. Hallelujah. Father, we thank you today. We just come today, Lord, to offer up the sacrifice of praise that is the fruit of our lips, giving thanks unto your name. Oh, Lord, we bless you right now. We give you the glory right now. Oh, Lord, you said we could grow strong in faith, giving glory to you and being fully persuaded that what you promised, you're able to perform. Lord, we give you the glory and the praise right now. Oh, Lord, we thank you. Thank you right now. Thank you, Lord. I thank you that Jesus died for us, Lord, that he died for us, that we might have life, that we might have eternal life. So, Lord, I want to thank you for life today. I want to thank you today that the life of God is in me. Glory to God. The life of God is in us. We have life today. Through the blood of Jesus, we've been born again. Hallelujah. We have eternal life. We're not trying to get it, Lord. That life is in us. The life of Christ is in us. It's no longer us that live, but it is Christ who lives in us. And the life we now live in the flesh, we live by the faith of the Son of God who loved us and he gave himself for us. Oh, Lord, I thank you today that Jesus gave himself for us. He gave himself, hallelujah, that we might have life, hallelujah. Oh, we just bless you right now. We thank you right now, Lord. Thank you for life today, Lord. Jesus died that we might have life and that we might have it more abundantly, hallelujah. Lord, thank you that we have eternal life. Lord, that we pass from death unto life. That we're no longer under the dominion of death. We're under the dominion of life. Lord, you have dominion in our lives, and we thank you that you purchased us, hallelujah, with the blood of Jesus. We belong to you, hallelujah. Oh, Lord, just want to thank you today. Just want to praise you for all the great things you've done, all the wonderful things you've done. Jesus died for us that we might live, and we are alive under you. We are dead to sin. And alive unto you, Lord. Thank you today, Lord. Oh, Lord, we bless you today. Thank you today that the life of God is in us, that the strength of God is in us, that the peace of God is in us, Lord. Oh, Father, that your wisdom is in us. Thank you today that Jesus became poor for us, that we might be made rich, hallelujah. He took our poverty, hallelujah. Thank you today, Lord. We declare abundance in all things. Abundance of life, abundance of truth, abundance of peace, abundance of joy, abundance of strength, abundance of finances. Thank you for the abundance today, Lord. Oh, Lord, we bless you today, Lord. Thank you that we're not poor anymore, that we are rich in Jesus, hallelujah, that he has made us rich, that he has abundantly provided for us everything we need. Thank you that there's an abundant supply today, Lord. Thank you that we tap into that abundance today, Lord, that we receive out of the riches of your glory, hallelujah. Thank you, Father, for the riches of your glory, the riches of your glory in our lives today, Lord. Thank you that there's an abundance, Lord, of the glory of God in us today, an abundance of glory, hallelujah, that we're walking in that glory today. Father, we just thank you right now. Thank you that Jesus became poor for us, that we through his poverty might be made rich. Thank you, Father, that these things are reality in our life today, that we're not poor anymore, but we walk in the abundance of Jesus. Hallelujah. We thank you, Father. We thank you, Lord. We call every need met. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you today. Thank you that you meet every need because of Jesus. Oh, we just thank you today. Thank you, Father, that you always make a way. Thank you, Father. Hallelujah. that you are good and your mercy endures forever. Hallelujah. Oh, we bless you today. We count it a joy today, Lord. Oh, we count it all joy today. We count it all joy. We are servants of the Most High God. You're working in us both to will and to do of your good pleasure. We just want to thank you today, Lord. Thank you, Father, hallelujah, for the abundance, hallelujah, for the riches of your glory in our life. Thank you today, Lord. Lord, we give thanks in Jesus' name. We acknowledge every good thing that's in us in Christ Jesus. We acknowledge it right now, hallelujah, that what Jesus did on the cross, he did for us. He gave himself for us that he might redeem unto himself a peculiar people zealous of good works. Thank you, Father, that we're redeemed, that Jesus was made a curse for us. Hallelujah, that the blessing of Abraham might come on us through Jesus. We declare the blessing of health and strength, Lord, the blessing of healing today. Oh, Lord, by his stripes we are healed today. Thank you today, Father, that Jesus took my suffering. He took my pain. He took my grief. He took my sickness. He took my disease. So, Lord, I am free from those things.
You've been listening to Living by the Word with your host, Greg Tejada, pastor of the Word Christian Center in Alexandria, Louisiana. I trust that you received the Word of God that will change your life and make you strong. This message is available for a gift of $8 postage paid. If you would like a copy of today's message, call us at 318-442-8100. That's 318-442-8100. Or write us at P.O. Box 13195, Alexandria, Louisiana, 71315. We invite you to join us every Sunday morning at 8:30 or 10:30 a.m. and on Wednesday night at 7 p.m. for worship service. We're located at 4701 Lee Street, just two blocks off MacArthur Drive. Until next time, may God richly bless you.
Upside down. I pray, we pray. Oh, yeah. When your lonely nights are getting colder.